I remember when we were strong. Back in the days before King Tenebrae and his royal guard, and the people of Amozrin took up their own arms for fun and profit. Before all that, there was just us, the Viridian Outriders. We kept the roads and trails safe and secure, with homes and forts scattered about and locales civilized and not. Time passed, and we have been replaced. And yet, I hear the rumblings and murmurs of the roads being less safe than they had been. Monsters sniffing around in smaller towns, and magic acting oddly. Who knows? Maybe we'll be needed again.
Hello, and welcome back to Another Path. My name is Chase, and I remain your GM. Today, the Outriders fight an undersigned contingent and learn what their crew will be facing. As a side note, at the beginning of this episode during the banter, we're going to talk about our friends over at Ice Tier Brewing. We're going to talk about them more next time around, but in the time between us recording this episode and now, Ice Tier Brewing has unfortunately closed. Obviously, best wishes to the Ice Tier team as this transition is going on. But for those who are local and already knew, I wanted to just kind of make that timeline clear. Thank you to our backers, Svani, Two Nerds at a Pod, and Trent, for their support. If you like what you hear, consider donating to us at patreon.com/ghostlightmedia, and maybe try checking out some of the other shows on the network. But with that, sit back, relax, and enjoy your trip down another path. Gentlemen, I have a bit. I was watching TikTok, as I do, before we hopped on here. And it's like, I had a little bit more of, you know, prep and writing and whatnot to do. But it was, you know, it was like, I was at a good place. I was confident in what I had written so far. Mm-hmm. And I got an ad on TikTok.
Uh-oh.
And for an event happening in Flavortown, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, my neck of the woods.
Mm. Are you all aware of Guy Fieri's Flavortown Fest?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. I'm very well aware, Chase.
Hey, I'm not. I wasn't until about 45 minutes ago.
He's from Flavortown.
I'm aware.
That's why it's called Flavortown.
I didn't realize he had a festival.
Yeah. He's opening like a new restaurant, I think.
I'd be upset if he didn't have a festival.
The festival?
The festival.
The Guides Festival?
The King's Festival.
I apologize. Yeah, that was Bump Set Spike. Yeah.
A reading from the FAQ. Mm-hmm. Will Guy be there? You better believe it. He'll be part of the special events and be hanging out all around the festival. So keep your eyes peeled.
He's just going to be driving a car through the festival and just be like, I'm going on my way to Flavortown.
I need to know where this is being held and how close it is to my workplace.
I would also like to know that information.
Because festivals happen very frequently around my workplace, and it's always a pain in the ass.
I believe that. It's a good spot of town for it. And yeah, I bet that is awful.
You have to imagine that parking and traffic gets shut
Dude.
Down for Flavortown Fest, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
How many square city blocks is Flavortown Fest?
I mean, they got Greta Van Fleet signed on for
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
Like, several yeah. blocks. Okay, great.
The lineup is Greta Van Fleet, Kane Brown, Brett Michaels, Low Cash, and Nico Moon. And more flavor loading.
Okay, good news. This is not happening directly in front of my workplace, like so many festivals
Excellent.
Are wont to do.
Excellent.
It's going to be, like, really close to the university, which is going to be also fucking nightmarish.
Oh, yeah, that's heinous. Like, even getting around the university when something's not going on is awful.
Yeah.
There is also a section on here that is entitled, Can I Be a Vendor?
Can you be a vendor?
Sell product. Apparently, we can be a vendor. However, I don't know what we as Ghostlight Media or Another Path would do other than just be jazzed to be there.
Sipping sticks.
Listen, I've got some ideas for Dippin' Sticks spinoffs.
Alternative churros.
We go.
Hey, I actually need you to get Chris, Ice Tier Chris, on the horn right now so that we can come up with a Cecil's Dippin' Beer.
Yeah, why haven't, I mean, like, we've done a sort of cinnamon-themed beer before, but, like, we could really double down on, like, a churro beer.
Do, like, a sweet beer.
I would like to do a sweet churro beer.
Cecil's Dippin' Stout.
That's something.
And we'll be rolling up to Guy Fieri's Fuckfest with this new stout and...
Wait, Justin, please, it's not called please. That.
Justin, please, it's not Fuckfest.
I think that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
It's not. No,
Guy Fieri's Fuckfest takes place in the winter and does not take place in my city.
It is It is not Fuckfest. It is Flavor Fuck. Please get it correct.
Right, sorry.
No, that takes place in this.
You get to that one with the VIP passes. The VIP passes are like $500.
I mean, have you seen Guy Fieri? That guy fucks.
That guy fucks. Unironically fucks.
Yeah, at every diner, drive-in, and dive he can. And good for him. Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Might as well be him.
Hell yeah.
Come on, baby.
I rolled a natural 20.
That's fair.
Fuck. On the table, Half Hill. It's bad. That's gonna be a 5 for Harper and Iggy.
It was a 19 for me, a 20 for Crunchwrap.
Okay, Crunchwrap.
Okay.
I see you, Crunchwrap.
I see you.
Natural 20.
Okay.
For a total of 20.
Okay. You will be going ahead of Crunchwrap after the undersigned.
Ah, oh, shit.
That seems right.
Okay.
Damn it.
Time to get that battle music in my ears.
There it is. Quick recap. We know they don't like fire. Is that it?
They do like fire.
They do like fire. Okay.
That's a damn shame for me.
Also, for Christmas, I got these lovely encounter and monster creation booklets from, like, field notebooks from my brother Chuck. And so I'm keeping your deaths in here.
Shout out to Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I miss you, man.
I do, too. We should get a Bev.
He is affianced now.
Is he fianced.
Le fiancé? La fiancé.
It doesn't matter if you say it in a funny enough accent. Le fiancé.
Ho ho, le fiancé. I rolled it too.
Oh, no.
I rolled it too.
Who's up front?
Harper.
Harper? Okay. Yes.
Harper and Ignis.
They are all rushing towards you two.
Oh, shit. All right, Ignis. Battle stations? Do I have that command? Fuck, get ready.
Nah.
I unclick the spear and get it into pike mode.
Harper, dirty 20 and a 15.
We're going to start off spicy and cast shield.
Mm.
As I see the attacks incoming, and on the back of my shield, there is like an equation written out that I like essentially like recite in an arcane language. Mm-hmm. And the shield has a like overlay that doubles in size,
mm-hmm.
Like a magical barrier that doubles in size over the length of the shield. Awesome. So my AC for the round is 23.
Hell yeah. And on Ignis.
Beans.
A 9 and a 15.
The 15 will hit.
Okay.
I cast silvery barbs on the one that hit.
Okay.
Yay.
That was and a force 15? Disadvantage.
Okay.
Force disadvantage.
I rolled higher.
All
right, that's fine. I give Arabin the advantage.
Cool.
Sick.
As the undersigned are rushing towards you, they take their hands and they run it across their blades, and all of their blades ignite in a deep crimson fire.
Hey, that's my bag!
And I roll like trash. So that is going to be 3 slashing damage and 3 fire damage on Ignis.
He takes the full 6.
Cool. And that is all of their turns. Cecil, you're up.
Okay.
Cecil very calmly just kind of scoots to be back to Shell with Ignis, quickly takes stock of the situation, realizes that we might be in a lot of trouble. Does it look like the undersigned are similar to what we fought before?
Yeah, these seem about on par. These are, I will say, if you would like to use your bonus action to kind of get a bead on what you're working with here,
that would be great.
I will allow you to make a perception. I'll say because you've gone up against these something like this before, flat.
Any chance it could be insight?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm proficient in that one. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, for especially with the research you've been doing and combing over your old notes, 100% you can use that.
Cool. 21.
These are on the weaker side. You know, these are the undersigned underlings.
The undersigned underlings.
These are your grunt soldiers. There's a lot of flash, but not a lot of bang.
All right. So Cecil takes note of this and realizes that not only are we outnumbered, but we also need to end this quickly. New spell, who dis? Cecil takes their hands and turns them and pushes them all the way across each other like two hands of a clock, and then time speeds up as the hands like Cecil's arms wind like their hands of a clock. Their arms light up briefly, and I'm going to twin spell on Arabin and Harper. Haste.
Yes. Yes. Let's fucking go.
And Harper gave me something.
Yep.
So I guarantee to pass the next four concentration checks.
Yeah, make sure you mark those spell slots and sorcery points off my
deck. Yeah, like, sure yeah, am. You sure am.
Sure do that.
I okay. do that thing.
Let's go.
So it literally just, and there are absolutely, there's a spinning clock that takes effect, and it's under Harper's feet and under Arabin's feet, and it's just constantly spinning.
Can you remind me all the particulars of
I would absolutely love for you to use every part of the haste.
This is some World of Warcraft ass like,
sure is.
Buff effect you got going on here. I love it. I'm just saying this looks very MMO.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Concentration up to a minute until the spell ends. Your speed is doubled. You get a plus two bonus to AC.
Oh, shit.
Advantage on dex saves. And you gain an additional action on your turns. That action can only be used to attack, one weapon attack, dash, disengage, hide, or use an object. When the spell ends, you basically lose a turn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of all or nothing, but we're guaranteed four turns.
I'd like to state for the record that with haste, my AC is 25 for the round.
Uh-huh.
It's real fun, isn't it?
It's been a minute since I've played the tank. Or at least the high that, AC tank.
That was Jackson's end of campaign AC.
Sure
I
was.
I have shield up, so it's only right. for the round. But, like, for the round, it's 25.
The tin can of justice returns.
There was the one time in like the last episode Jackson cast shield and his AC got to 30.
Yep.
That was, hey, I hated it.
So Cecil casts haste twice and plasters themselves to the back of Ignis.
Yep.
Right. That's about all I can do right now. Head on a swivel. Just back and forth. Just back and forth. Nothing's going to surprise me.
Excellent. It's Crunchwrap's turn.
Did yeah. not haste Crunchwrap.
No.
Could have hasted Crunchwrap and Ignis. Thought about it.
That's very funny to think of.
But Crunchwrap's going to do his best Eminem impression and become a rap god.
Hey, Justin, boo.
Hey, it's fine.
With all the love in the world, bad joke.
Look, he's going to constrict the thing nearest him. That's what he does.
Go ahead and roll for rap.
That's it's 24 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right. And that does damage. It's 11 damage.
Okay. Nice.
And it is restrained.
Crunchwrap does a fucking number on one of them. It looks like whatever has burnt through their organs has not left it in a good situation. It's still up, but a stiff breeze is going to take it out.
Mm.
And that's going to take us to Arabin. It's your turn.
All right. Arabin sees that Crunchwrap has got it under control, so he's not going to go for that one.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to turn his attention to another one. He's gonna point at it and go maledicto. Hexblade's curse as a bonus action.
Okay.
Nice.
And then he's gonna go and attack the one he just cursed.
Sure.
So that's gonna be a 24 again to hit.
Jack crushed it, man.
I haven't used my sword in a while.
Spooky obsidian sword.
Okay, so that's 9 damage.
Okay.
And then second attack for my action.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes.
Not as good as a 21 to hit.
Yep, you're good.
That had big Jackson Silver energy.
And that's going to be 5 damage.
I respect the hustle.
Still up. Not looking good.
Okay, gonna go into my second action.
Second attack action, so 2 more attacks.
Yep.
Just the one.
Is it just
one? Is it just one?
It does clarify you can only get one extra.
Okay, you can't multi-attack. Well,
yeah.
It's still an extra weapon attack. Like, it's still huge.
Gotcha. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. It's 2, because both of you.
Yeah.
Because sorcerers are the best magic class.
Hey, guess what? Yeah. That was a crit.
Roll damage. Like,
delete,
you're gonna kill him,
man.
But go ahead and roll damage.
And that's just double, or?
Double dice.
Okay. 17 damage.
Fuck!
How you want to do this?
Yay!
Arabin cursed this thing, stared at him, said a word, a dark shroud went around him, and then Arabin just fucking slashed at him until he just crumbled into the ground.
Yeah, you see Arabin fucking butcher a man. Butcher an undersign. Like, he still has all of the markings, you know, the popping veins, the vacant expression, the fire on the sword. Like, it's all bad, but it's brutal.
He's also never moved this fast before.
It is a blender.
Oh, yeah, I did not fully read Hexblade Curse, and I didn't even add the 3 extra damage that whole time to each attack.
Well,
so just tack on
time.
Another 9 points for overkill.
And I'm at full HP, but I technically gained 10 points of HP back from killing
excellent.
It.
Nice.
That's going to take us to Harper and Iggy.
Jesus. Okay. Well, seeing these guys fold fairly easily. Harper's in a weird situation where, like, she's been training a lot with Meredith to work with Ignis in tandem, but she's hasted and Ignis isn't, so she's actually going to hop off of Ignis.
Sure.
And is gonna do something similar to Arabin, and my plan is to make 3 attacks against the nearest sucker I can see.
Go for it. There's 2 that are fresh, and there's 1 that Crunchwrap has down to pretty
I'm going to go after a freshie.
Okay, go for it.
And then Ignis is going to attack on his turn the restrained one.
Gotcha. Cool.
So first attack for Harper. That's garbage, actually. That's only going to be a 10.
Nope, not going to cut it.
Okay, I rolled a nat 2. Second attack is going to be a 16.
That'll do it.
Third attack is going to be a 22.
22, yeah, that'll do it. Wow, artificers get multi-attack?
As a battlesmith, I now have 2 attacks, and then with
Hell
haste,
yeah.
The third attack.
Fuck yeah, cool.
So that is a subclass-specific thing I get as this kind of artificer.
That fucks. Yeah, fucking go for it.
Let's see, in total, we're looking at... 18 points of damage.
How do you want to do this?
Ooh!
Yeah.
It's so funny because in all of Harper's training with Meredith, like, it took her a while to adjust to fighting someone of Harper's stature. And people put most of the armor on, like, their torso. Mm-hmm. So I'm really just, like, cutting people down to my size. Like, back of the leg, drop them to a knee, and then just straight across the chest.
So what I'm hearing is you're doing a lot of eating of kneecaps.
I am eating no kneecaps. I'm eating hamstrings. Get it right, Greenlee.
He's too
short. And tonight, Harper eats.
Harper's got to reach out for the knees.
Harper eats, leaves no crumbs.
Apparently, Harper gets real aggro when she's hasted. And then Ignis, fortunately for you, Chase, Ignis only gets the one attack still.
Okay.
But he is going to make that attack with advantage since because the goon he's attacking is restrained.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's a natural 20 for Ignis.
Hell yeah, Iggy.
Like, roll damage, let's see that overkill, but this is a done deal.
For sure. I do want to see it.
It had one hit point.
That means one hit point away from Crunchwrap just bursting another creature with his wrath.
Just fucking popping a person.
That is 14 damage from Ignis.
What does this look like?
I think it's just a tag team effort as Ignis like waddles in and is trying to find an avenue. And if it's okay with you, Justin, I think Crunchwrap ever so kindly just like parts part of the torso to reveal just like a delicious neck.
Oh, absolutely.
For Ignis to fully just full snapping turtle, just removes this man's esophagus, like, gone.
Disgusting, I love it.
Yeah, he's a big flaming tortoise. It's very metal. This is a good spell, Ryan.
It's a great spell.
Harper is hasted and Griffin is drunk, so I imagine they feel about the same.
That's fair.
Hey, how's that G&T treating you?
I haven't finished it yet. It's a big mug, gang. It's
the ginniest of titties.
So is there one left, or was that all of them?
There's one left, I think.
There is one left, and this thing is left without the sense to run away.
Okay, I was going to say, because if possible, I would have loved to take any extra movements with my haste to move in melee range.
Yeah.
So I can take op attacks if I need to.
Because Cecil gave us magical speed, and then we just went,
and then you just
and just won. Destroyed any creature near us.
We killed three people in 6 seconds.
I have rolled a natural 20 on Harper to attack.
Well, dang.
Yeah, fuck that, silvery barbs.
I can take it. It's fine.
Hey, that's fine. I have other things planned for you today. So these are spell slots I don't have to deal with later.
Yeah, I was like, this is our god round, which means the next one's going to be rough.
That's fine. I give myself the advantage.
That is
I'm
going
slow.
That's going to be a 14 to hit. I don't think that's going to cut it.
Nope.
Cecil, you're up.
Chuck Testa.
Remember that? Cecil takes... Cecil backs away from the remaining one, and I'm going to fire bolt the last one with advantage. 22.
Yeah, I'll do it. Roll damage.
You know you're a Mighty Nein fan when you hyper-emphasize the T
bolt.
In firebolt.
It's a firebolt.
Firebolt.
Yes. That's going to be 16 points of fire damage.
Jesus. Yeah, how you want to do this, Cecil?
Oh my god!
There is a small smoking hole where this thing's nose was.
It just falls back, like, comedically, like, stiff as a board, just hit! Thump.
Cecil breathes a little heavy, and as the silence descends, goes, all right, I think we're good.
Arabin and Harper have not stopped right. breathing heavily. Just,
I'm sorry, this is going to suck. I cut the spell.
Oh.
You both also fall forward, like, into the snow.
Oh. All of a sudden, Arabin's eyes glow red. He lifts himself up, walks over to the one he just obliterated, and lays his hand over it and starts to just pull a soul out of the remains.
Holy shit, what the fuck, Arabin? Ah!
Hey, real quick question, Justin. What are the qualifications for that? Like,
it's a humanoid that you slay.
Yeah, okay, bet. Yeah, you're good.
And it just turns into a specter.
Cecil kind of stops and tilts their head. And that's all right. Yep.
Good show, Cronin.
That's Rax. Yes, that would be what happens next, I suppose.
Arabin's eyes go back to normal. He's like, I don't know exactly what just happened, but this thing's gonna be with us for a while.
So we've added one more to the party.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Okay.
Does it have a name?
I mean, I'm sure the fella that came from had a name at one point.
It's, what's name is Steve?
Or like Susan.
Or Susie.
We could call it Steve. For now.
Steve.
Steve the Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do-do-do, it's Spectre Steve.
We could name it after the Ghastly I caught in Pokemon Legends Arceus, which was Mr. Pib.
Still really like that name.
The name's Pib. Steve Pib.
Chase, Spectre has a stat block, so I assume I use that?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now, actually, just because I wanted to see what we're working with here.
Justin, how did you, as a warlock, manage to become a Pokemon trainer? That's usually only reserved for Rangers.
Yes, this is true.
And it gets a special bonus to its attack rolls equal to my charisma modifier.
Jesus.
And it, here's the thing, it could be worse because he's not Pact of the Chain.
True.
Hey, Justin, just for a little bit more flavor in your description as you did this, when you went over and you did, like, your eyes turned red and you sucked this soul out of this slain undersign, did you, in fact, turn your ball cap backwards?
I put on the Joe Biden shades. No, it was literally just I fell in the snow and then just lifted up slowly as if I was not controlling myself.
Spectres do have a sunlight sensitivity, so you will be rolling at disadvantage on all attack rolls and perception checks with this guy.
Okay.
In this weather, in this storm?
The storm has cut out.
In this economy?
Fine.
Because here's the thing. At some point in the relatively near future, you are going back underground, and everything, like any sunlight, is going to be out the window.
Fair enough.
So it's going to be a 50-50 situation here.
If we throw Ignis in there, can you do one of those weird rotation triple battles? Or what's up?
One of those Gen 5 rotation battles?
Look, yeah. I built a character who is basically a shitty Pokemon episode.
I barely like double battles. I'm going to be real honest with you. It's
and if I find a way to somehow find familiar, it's going to happen.
Shitty Pokemon 6, the Arabin special.
Please, at this point, we're on a shitty Pokemon like 10. We're out of generations. We're going to have to go back to Gen 1.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel, the real shitty ones.
No, scrape like a tier up from the bottom of the barrel, because you start with the real shitty ones.
Well, I think what we're going to do, in all honesty, is
shitty
we're gonna do,
Digimon.
That's very good. However, I think we're going to go back to Gen 1, and we're going to flip the script, and we're going to do pretty Pokemon, and talk about Pokemon we actually like.
That's good. That's good.
But we're still going to put an asterisk in the vowel of pretty, like we did for shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get Justin on for that episode. And
mark my words, the next Patreon episode from Pet Shop is going to be Smash or Pass with the Monster Manual featuring Justin.
Good.
Good. Good, good, good.
Incredible.
Absolutely wonderful.
Anyway, you can just get one voice clip of me going smash and then just insert that after every single one.
Yeah, he doesn't actually have to show up to the recording. You can edit that in. We all know what's going to happen.
That's very
funny. That is hilarious. I love the idea that Justin doesn't know what he's smashing.
And just like if you need
it's metapod.
An extra like it'll just be like, and why, Justin? I have my reasons for everyone.
Metapod used hard.
Okay, counterpoint, why would we paywall that?
You have to paywall that. There's probably laws.
Only in England.
Look, they got me being horny for the GUIplex for free, so...
You take out the stone, and you keep following the track forward. Does anybody do anything before taking off? Are you going to take a short rest or anything like that?
I would like a short rest.
I pull out some orange slices and pass them around.
Okay.
I'm good. I guess
so. So while we're like taking a tight five, Cecil does pull out a notebook. Mm-hmm. It's a different notebook. It's one that he doesn't use very often. And it's actually like references to spells they cast and figure out. And it's mm-hmm. not one they often use because, you know, why change what's perfect?
Right.
And he says, so that is the first time I've been able to speed up time in quite a while. 3 decades, actually. Could you please, for the record, describe the side effects and after effects?
Like just after the spell ended? Or?
Yes. Obviously, you were quicker and could move faster and could do more. So
it
anything
felt amazing. Like, I felt like I could do anything. And
yes,
like,
you could.
I feel like not to kind of make this about me or anything, but like over the past time working with you guys, I feel like my confidence has really grown. And I feel like as an engineer and as a sort of crafter, I feel like I can kind of do anything given enough time. And you took the concept of time out of the equation. Like, I could do anything. And it was amazing.
My sword just felt like it was part of my arm.
Interesting.
But, like, afterwards, I feel like I wanted to throw up.
That is a side effect for sure. Yes. That's why it's very important whenever we do this that you finish the fight quickly. Otherwise, that will just happen during the fight and you will just be down on the ground and get stabbed.
Oh, don't want
that. Yes, would like to avoid that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cecil writes down, false sense of confidence, better swordsman. Big oof. Post speed.
I do, during the short rest, just take the moment to cast Mending and heal Ignis back up to full.
I don't think I get anything on a short rest. Like, I don't think it does anything. But it's fine. I can cast Haste 3 times. I can do that Twin Spell Haste bullshit twice.
The look on Chase's face.
So maybe I give
some numbers here real quick. I just need to put some zeros on things real quick. I'll be right back.
I do not have on my sheet here. I do not have slow, and I do not have counterspell. I have a separate third level spell slot. A third level spell that we'll see if it ever comes up.
I have counterspell.
Could it be? What did you take, Albrecht?
Yeah, also Arabin has counterspell, so I chose to not. And I can use... I have too many other reactions to use.
The three of you, having finished up your orange slices and whatnot, move deeper into the Midwood. And after not too much longer, you begin to pick up on additional signs of life. While the Outriders are trying to be discreet naturally, some level of noise is going to appear once enough of you are around. And sure enough, you do come into a small clearing where there are a decent number of you all assembled. You see Meredith is near the center of the group, standing next to Port Hart and an unknown male individual, probably Monitz Morris. Hart catches that you're all there and pats Meredith on the shoulder and points. Meredith looks over, big smile on her face. She's loving this, and motions you over. Yeah. All right, that's all right. You were waiting on one more group. We're gonna give them another like 5 minutes. Is that okay? And the other two are like, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. It's like, all right, we're gonna give them five, and then we're going to go ahead and start. This is a little more complicated than we anticipated, but it's good. It's fine. It's fine. It's a little more of a challenge, and I haven't had a good one of those in a minute.
Yes, this is good. We did remove a party of four.
Did you? All right.
Yeah.
Morris, can you please? I've got it. Yes. Thank you. Four, you said?
Yes, four.
Excellent.
And Cecil spends 3 minutes and 38 seconds describing them in explicit detail.
Morris, not even looking at his pad, is like taking copious notes. You have never met somebody who could keep up with you in this regard. Morris is your guy.
Game recognized game.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of it, Cecil just gives him a firm fist bump.
I appreciate good notes and good information. This is all very helpful.
It is a lost art. Your pen is quite unique and I very much like it.
I mean, thank you. It was actually a gift from King Sterling. Last year, your birthday gift. But I assure you, it is mundane. I am just practiced in my art.
Clearly. It is always nice to see someone do something they're very gifted at.
Flattery will get you everywhere, Cecil Stiles.
Yes. Yes, I know. Hey, Griff.
Yeah?
I don't know if we've done this or not.
Mm?
You keeping kill tally marks on Ignis's shell?
God. No, Harper has not been doing that. Like, for all of her bluster in combat, like, the true, like, looking glass self of Harper is that, like, episode 2 shit where she's like, oh god, I'm dying.
Yeah, but this was an Ignis kill, not a Harper kill.
But someone's got to scratch the tally mark in the shell, and it ain't gonna be him. It's gonna be me.
Fair, that's fair.
As much as I'd love to yes and with you in this moment, I just don't think that
I understand. Is. Yes, but is a valid response.
Yeah, Harper's honestly like Harper's trying not to think about the fact that she's like just you know killed a man.
About 5 minutes passes, and Meredith gets a frown across her face. Bonberry's crew is running late. We'll have to move on without him. Right. All right, everybody, gather up. Gather up.
Wait, hang on. I'm so sorry, Night Captain. We're just not gonna check in on our other crew?
We will. Things are expedited. We need to start making plans. We will figure out what's going on with them as we are getting into position, but right now, we need to figure out what's going on. So here's the situation, Outriders. They have an encampment that's a little bit larger than we anticipated. We're looking at about 50.
Sorry?
Now, we've got about... She's doing a quick count. We've got about 20 of us here. That's fine. We are well-trained. We are better trained than they are. I would say one of us is worth 10 of them. This is nothing for us. That being said... We do need to be careful, and we need to be tactical about this. So, here's what we're looking at. And she takes her sword and points. And in this cold morning light, cuts this statuesque figure as she's calling her shot. Over there, there is a cliff face that goes up about 100 feet. They are camped in a cave system from the ground going up about 40 or 50 feet. What we can do is there are some staggered cliff points where we can actually gain access to that top round. What we're going to do is stage an initial thrust attack from the front and draw their attention. These are not smart fighters. They won't be anticipating a flanking maneuver, particularly from above them. I will take a crew and go up top. Everybody else will go ahead and navigate to the front and just pull some attention. We are not looking for major combat up front. We are looking for a distractionary force to go ahead and pull attention so that we can punch in from behind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Do we have any idea of any wildlife in the area? Is there anything going to be in those caves?
I'm not familiar. I mean, it's the normal flora and fauna here in the area. Monith Morris, what say you? Morris flips through his notebook. Yeah, if anybody would like to try a survival roll, go for it.
Can I argue nature based off of the creatures we have released into this wood before?
I will say nature just in general, because that's what I should have called for in the first place.
All right. That's a 22.
Monet shakes his head and says, nothing that I can think of. Harper, you know that there are bears in the area, but if something is in the caves and, like, living amongst them, the bears are probably no longer a concern.
Right. If they're set up in, like, a cave system, like, there's a lot of wildlife that trends toward making habitation, especially in the wintertime in the caves. But, like, if these people have moved in, the... Sorry to say that the fauna in question is either dead and or gone, unfortunately. So, I don't think we should have anything to worry about.
Hart.
That's fair.
Hart and Morris both nod. Right. Okay, then. That sounds good. Hart speaks up. Right. So, I am going to... Night Captain Meredith, if you don't mind, I would like to stick with you in this. I'm pretty sneaky and can help us out. Meredith nods. Absolutely. Morris raises a hand. I am many things, and a fighter is not one of them. So if it's all the same to you, I will go ahead and reach out to our erstwhile companions here. If somebody can spare me one of the sending scrolls, I kind of spent all of mine trying to get a hold of all of everybody here.
Sure.
Thank you.
Arabin doesn't know what it is.
Thank you.
I was really hoping to stall Chase long enough in the awkward silence that he would call upon an NPC instead.
I might have, but then you wouldn't get whatever reward would come of that.
Ugh, fine.
Cronin. Right?
Yeah.
He makes a note. Thank you.
These people love referring to us by our last names. What's up?
They really do.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Is everybody... Meredith kind of goes around and starts assigning crews to different positions. When she gets to you all, as you were the last to arrive thus far, she sighs and is like, well, we've got a decent crew going in either direction. Is there a... would you prefer to take the frontal assault? Or do you think you'll be able to be sneaky enough to accompany me up top?
I mean, I can be quiet when I need to be. I can't speak for my big metal friend or my direct companions.
As much as I would like to get the drop on them, I will stay in the front.
If I need to be not seen, I can do that.
I think we're better served at the front right now.
Yeah. I'm assigning as squads go, so as you are all a squad, I'll go ahead and set you up front. It's going to be a bit of a slog. Like I said, this first assault is only going to be for the sake of getting their attention. Be careful. Don't spend it all. You'll know when the time is right.
Aye, aye, not Captain.
Aye, aye. All right. Be safe, be well, be warm. I'll see you all soon.
Be safe.
She just snaps her fingers in the air, and it clearly cuts through all the chitter-chat, and things simmer down, and the stealth crew moves off. You see Morris off to the side, fingers to his temples, nodding, motions for the night captain to come over. They converse for a moment, and they splinter back off. The three of you move with another crew of about 10, 15 or so. It's hard to catch a count as you're all kind of moving through the underbrush and whatnot up towards where you believe your quarry is, and it doesn't take long to find it. It is a sheer cliff face. It looks like a piece of a hillside was just carved away at some point by some massive hand. Who knows what it could have been at one point.
Oh yeah, Carver's Cliff. I'm familiar.
Moving around, you see many of the undersigned, most of them looking pretty similar to the ones that you have fought on your way here. Although there are others that look much, much sturdier. You all brace, and you wait for your moment. One of the other Outriders has been given the command to start the diversionary assault. You inhale, exhale, and you hear 3, 2, 1. Thank you for joining us here on Another Path. You can find our website and merch store at anotherpathpodcast.com, on Twitter at anotherpathpod, and our network at ghostlightmedia.net. You can support our efforts by donating at patreon.com/ghostlightmedia or by giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcatcher will let you. You can find me on Twitter at TQLoudly, Griffin at Griffcold, and Ryan at RyanRoll20. You can find Justin on TikTok at JustinMichael and myself at TQLoudly. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode, and until then, remember, it's about quality, not quantity. This has been a Ghostlight Media production.